Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
1 o'clock hour, Cody and Gold live in St. Joe at Chiefs training camp. Here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're inside the Comcast business tent, powering possibilities. We're also streaming on video as well. You can check out the show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Things are honestly quiet right now as practice ended right around 11 o'clock, just before 11 o'clock today. Some of them will go a little bit longer, but another 5,000 fans around there in attendance.
Big crowd
today.
Again.
Big crowd, big line. Also, the first two knock on wood days of camp, the weather's been fantastic. Really has.
I can't really complain.
Yeah, I mean, I think I looked ahead. It'll get eventually into the 90s, but we've had way worse, and today is beautiful. Now the sun's actually – it looks like we might get a little random rain shower here in a second. It's got a little dark clouds above us, but it's cooled things off. It's actually really nice outside here as we continue broadcasting from camp. We'll get right back into the Chiefs and the Royals in just a little bit. In particular, you'll hear our conversation with Chamari Connor of the Chiefs. Second-year safety opportunity for him in year two. Stepped up in the postseason. We'll get to know him a little bit as well, how his offseason went. That's coming up around 1:35 on the show. But Jordan Love is not practicing with the Packers, which I think in general, if I just say that, like starting quarterback for NFL team, sitting out practice, you're like, oh, that seems like a problem.
Yeah.
But in this case, it seems like everybody has a firm understanding in Green Bay of what's going on, and they think this could be settled. So the reports out of Green Bay are that Jordan Love wants a new contract. He had a really good, I would still say, like 12-game stretch. Now, I wouldn't even give him a full season. I think it was 12 games where he was very good. And really, it all started with the win that he had on Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs at Lambeau. That was his coming out party, if you will.
That was when it was like, ugh, you're getting outplayed by Jordan Love?
He was starting to play a little bit better, but that was his big showcase against the Chiefs in a win. And so he's out of camp until he gets a new contract. Now, the general manager of the Packers has said they understand why he's sitting out, and they think this is going to be resolved in the next couple of days. But think about the kind of money that Jordan Love's about to get based off of the timeline for him. This is year four. Already for him. We all know, sat behind Aaron Rodgers for the first three.
I told you that this was the entire issue I had in the beginning. Like, I don't think Jordan, okay, so let me establish the Jordan Love holding out part. Totally fine with it. Don't care. Get paid. They're going to pay you. All good. Got no issues with what Jordan Love's doing. This is a business. And at quarterback especially, you have all of the leverage in the world versus like last year, right? Chris Jones holdout. He eventually got a contract, right? But Chris Jones holdout didn't do him any good. It actually cost him a bunch of money.
He fortunately earned a lot of incentives later.
Yeah, but he didn't earn all of his incentives back. He lost money on the deal, right? Because he doesn't have incentive because you're an interior defensive lineman. He's a great player. He eventually got paid a ton of money, so who cares? He doesn't care. He doesn't. It's not bothering, and it shouldn't. But with the entire Packers thing, this is my argument. This is why I hate the, like, sticking a guy behind a guy and then, like, oh, trying to placate by, like, ooh, let's just change the deal a little bit where, like, ooh, we'll get you to free agent a little sooner. Because they have to pay him sooner now because they, like, reworked his deal to make it a little more friendly then because they wanted to buy themselves a little bit of time. Either be in or not, and you should get to quarterbacks no longer than a year. A year is the longest you should wait to get to a quarterback because you need 3 years, in my opinion, of evaluation. My fear, if I were the Packers, is I'm going to have to pay him a massive sum of money, and we have exactly 17, okay, if I'm being generous, 22 games of evidence that Jordan Love is a top 10 quarterback. Maybe like 15 games of evidence he's a top 10 quarterback. 25 games that he's a good quarterback, you know, less than a half of that, that he is a top 10, top 5 potential quarterback. And I got to pay him $55, $60 million a year because you didn't put him on the field. It's a big problem.
Well, and last year, to your point about the money. So remember, last year, Jordan Love, basically, a lot of people were critical of him before the season because they said, oh, you're not even betting on yourself. He took more money up front for last year to restructure. And people said, oh, well, you know, that's not a good sign. He doesn't even believe in himself. Well, then he goes out and has a really good season.
And now he's going to get paid a massive amount.
So he got more money twice, in a way, and ended up working out.
Bet on himself twice and won twice.
It ended up actually working out very nicely for him. Look, what you're describing, the issue is what people have said with the Michael Penix pick down in Atlanta.
It's why it's a
disaster. Not only did you go out and sign Kirk Cousins, give him all the money, and then draft a top 10 pick in Penix, but by the time Penix might play, it's at least 2 years, if not 4 years from now.
Uh-huh.
And so then you're going to have a short sample size. This is what's even wild about Brock Purdy's situation. Now, we've seen a year now, but if it wasn't for him being drafted as Mr. Irrelevant,
yes,
we would be in a position where he would have already been due $55 or $60 million.
Yeah, and he will be
a year ago.
But a year ago.
But isn't that crazy? Like, the same thing could apply for him, and he, of course, has been in the Super Bowl. Look, I have no issue giving Jordan Love the money because I do think I've seen enough to where I'm comfortable paying him as a franchise quarterback. My thing right now with Jordan Love, he's getting a ton of offseason hype. I think we didn't see a ton of games to where I don't believe you could already say to me he's a number 8, number 9, number 10 quarterback in football.
I watched some games last year, and he played like that last year.
Oh, no doubt. Sure. I think he is in that 10 to 13 range right now with the opportunity to elevate himself from there. He's going to have a chance to shut me and everybody up because he's in a really difficult division. If they win that division where the Vikings, right now, quarterback-wise, we'll see, but a lot
Lions
of talent.
Lions are better than you last year.
Lions won that division or better. The Chicago Bears, we all think, are going to be better.
Should be.
You're going to earn that division if you win it this year if you're Jordan Love. So if he goes out and wins it, then, yeah, sure, why not? People think he's a dark horse MVP candidate. I'm not as sold there because my whole thing with MVP, and I feel like I have a pretty good track record with this comment, at least, and that is you got to win your division to win MVP. If you can't win your damn division, you're not the MVP of the league. Sorry. And so it's the reason why Justin Herbert, to me, is not winning MVP anytime soon. Same thing applies with Jordan Love. Unless you're picking the Packers to win the division this year, maybe you are, then you
can't. Don't bet him for MVP.
If you think the Lions and Jared Goff still are winning the division, then you can't try to sell me on Jordan Love being MVP.
I really do. It is a, this is what I, you know, like every once in a while, like, and it's not very often anymore because I think we all understand that you can have opinions on other people's business and be right even if you don't work in the field.
Sure.
But every once in a while we run into, you know, like we run into lots of different types of sports fans. They're like, you can't know as much as them. They're all smarter than you. They're not all smarter than me. Some are. Absolutely some are. There's no way I'm ever going to design an offense like Andy Reid. No chance. But these organizations who think that they are smarter than everyone and keep doing these idiotic plans that are, what if I got a quarterback, sat on his ass for 3 years, and then had to pay him too early? You've closed your window. This is the problem the Packers have. Their window stinks with Jordan Love. Take out the, like, maybe you got quarterback right, which is kudos to you. You did it. That was the right choice. Not getting the quarterback, that was the right choice. Getting to Jordan Love too slow is the wrong choice. It's always the wrong choice. Your window of opportunity is the easiest in the first 5-6 years of a quarterback's contract, and you've burned through 4 of them. Like, you've just burned out the runway on the damn thing. C.J. Stroud's got 5 more cheap years left he's got to, you know, the number jumps.
That's the ideal scenario, what happened with C.J. Stroud. He's also coming off literally the best rookie season for a quarterback in NFL history. So it's a pretty
I understand.
But I'm with you. The only caveat, I think, with Jordan Love, we have to put a little asterisk next to it, is 100% with you where typically if your quarterback's just the middle-of-the-road guy, why are you sticking with him? In fairness, the guy that was starting before him had just come off two MVP seasons.
Oh, I know.
And his name was Aaron Rodgers.
Well, then just stick with Rodgers. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, that was the criticism at the time of the pick, right? I mean, when Jordan Love got drafted, it's why Aaron Rodgers was pissed. It's why everybody was like, what are you doing? And now it's going to set them up for the future. But initially, that one's a little more, you know, it's a unique circumstance versus.
It's not black and white.
Pick any other team.
I think Michael Penix is the perfect example. Yeah. Like, what the hell are you
doing? Kirk Cousins, middle of the road quarterback, at times can be 10 to 12 in the league. Why are you doing it with him? If it's Aaron Rodgers, who was coming off of two MVP awards, I get why Jordan Love wasn't starting over him.
But if you're already thinking about the future, which makes sense, right? Not because Aaron Rodgers was coming off of two MVP awards, but because he was 40.
So you don't value anything, though, like with the time frame? Like, I'm with you. Financially, the incentive to wait is bad.
I value a year, maybe.
But do you think Jordan Love was a better quarterback last year because he sat behind Rodgers for two or three years?
No.
You don't? You don't think he benefited at all?
No. I think if you're that good, you'd have been good 2 years ago. That might be just my opinion, and I have no way of, like, reverse engineering it to prove it. But I'll just tell you right now, I think if Mahomes had played his rookie year, he'd have been 40 touchdowns and 900 yards.
But again, outlier. Mahomes is going to go down maybe as the greatest quarterback of all time.
No, I get that, but, like, I'm not saying there's never any benefit to sitting for a year and doing those things, but I don't think that the benefit grows with time. I don't think Jordan Love got better every year he sat, and he had been a little bit worse for every year he came. No, I think he sat a year. He sat behind Aaron Rodgers. He learned the system. He was comfortable. I think if you had started him his second year in the league, you'd have all the answers on Jordan Love right now. You would have already paid him because you had every answer. They're going to pay him probably, like, if he would let him, if Jordan Love would just show up and practice and all that, maybe they'd pay him. But they might let the string ride out because they could still franchise. You know, they do all of these funky things to try to, like, you know how this is. The Dolphins are doing it right now. The Dolphins want to buy time. The Dolphins don't actually believe in Tua the way you want a team to believe in your quarterback. They pretty much believe in Tua, but they got some questions. They got some reservations. They wonder if they can win when he's making $50 million a year. And so because of that, they try to drag out paying you. The second they start, and I don't think that's what the Packers are doing. The Packers are fine to pay him now, but they could have drug it out to find out more.
How many years?
And they didn't even give themselves that opportunity.
How many years were there in between, or what was there that Rodgers had to wait for Favre?
It was like 3-2. Same.
I think the only reason why the Packers, I don't even know if they get a pass necessarily, but I think the only reason why it works is because it's worked before. Like, isn't that why the Niners drafted?
Too expensive.
Well, like the Niners drafted Trey Lance. I don't think they were going to start him right away because they had Jimmy G and they were hoping that he would be ready. Obviously, it didn't work out.
But they were trying to do it 1 year. They weren't trying to do three.
Right.
And my argument's the same, which is, do you really think Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have been a future? Do you think Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have been a top 10 quarterback in the league if he had started year two? I do. And you're right. The outlier still, right? Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as one of – but that's – typically when you get it right at quarterback, that's just how it works. Like, you know?
I hear you to a certain extent.
I'm oversimplifying it, but still.
So we'll keep an eye. It looks like maybe Jordan Love gets a new deal by the end of this week. I mean, it sounds like that's the expectation.
You got to get him at practice,
in Green Bay, because they need him at practice. Absolutely. All right, what's about something that you and I had briefly alluded to early in the Royals season – and then it went quiet. We had a topic, I don't know, a month ago about how with Jordan Lyles.
From one Jordan to another.
With Jordan Lyles being on a list, essentially, that they didn't have to pay him any money.
Mm-hmm.
Could that help them in the trade conversations because they maybe had some more payroll flexibility? Fast forward to this weekend, the Royals just flat out cut Jordan Lyles they were going to have to make a decision.
Uh-huh.
Either activate him and put him on the big league roster or not. And so they cut him, and now they have to pay a prorated amount, I think it is, for this year. And then if somebody else signs him, then it gets adjusted from there. But how about that ending? We had some fun last year, obviously, Jordan Lyles with Champagne Lyles and everything. This year...
Hero of this show.
That's right. This year was up for, I don't know, what was it, a week or two, and then was put on the... what was the name of the official list in the baseball? I was thinking NFI, that's football. Non-football injury.
Basically
the equivalent, right? The non-football, non-baseball injury. There's some list. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called either. But just on the inactive.
But nothing
list.
Has come out about the details. You and I have talked off air, like I can mention this part at least, where it's like, it sounds like there is clearly personal matter, yes, but perhaps maybe not as welcome back, and clearly that's ultimately what happened.
And that's how I have to feel about it. I guess the biggest question is, and look, I really do hope everything's okay for Jordan Lyles because, you know, to have $8 million coming your way to play for 2 weeks, for no one to hear from you for the entire season, and then to be quietly, under the cover of darkness, released by the team that signed you a couple of years ago. And he pitched like 100.
I think part of the issue is they had to activate him. So it's like, where are they going to put him in the bullpen?
And that was it. I honestly think that part of the issue might have come up where maybe it was time to activate him and maybe Jordan Lyles is ready to come back. I don't know. I have not heard that. The team and the people I talk to inside the team have been very quiet about what's been going on Jordan Lyles, other than to say it's a personal issue that they can't talk about. And so I think part of it might have been, even if there was a place to be like, hey, so we can squeeze you in. You are going to pitch in the least leverage spot imaginable. You're going to come in when it's 10-0 us or 10-0 them, and you're going to pitch once or twice a week, and that's it. And maybe Jordan Lyles didn't want to sign up for that. For a guy who has been an innings eater for the last 10 years in the big leagues, it's probably hard to just be like, hey, it's garbage time only now because we figured out the rest of it.
Doesn't this
And that's tough, but it's so mysterious and weird. And sometimes you just kind of want the answer because it scratches an itch, Gold. Like, you're just like, I'm curious what happened.
It feel like now, so once the trade deadline's over and teams that are sellers –
yeah,
trade away some starting pitching.
Here comes.
Doesn't
Jordan
it feel
Lyles.
Like some one of those crappy teams
yeah.
is going to sign Lyles just to eat innings in August and September
to get through the rest of the year? Yeah,
doesn't
he's
it?
He's going to be pitching for the Marlins
or
the
A's
rest of the
or
year?
White Sox or something.
White Sox, yeah.
And they'll trade away. Like, let's say the White Sox trade away Garrett Crochet, and maybe they have a young pitcher they're going to call up. Who knows? I don't know. But if they don't, if they just need someone to eat innings. It feels like that's where he ends up.
Probably.
Like that.
It's very mysterious, man. It is very rare that you see a player who signed a $15 million deal, a multi-year deal, like, to be with a team, and then nobody say anything about where he is.
We always had Champagne Lyles here, though. You know,
yeah,
we had that memory.
We did. Well, he'll always have brought this show a bottle of Dom.
That's right.
And again, I really do wish him well, and I hope that everything's okay, but, like, was your relationship with the team bad? Are we ever going to find out that it was bad? Did you get told things you didn't want to hear? And I don't even know his personal business. That is none of my business.
Right.
If he's going through things with family or himself, you know, like, whatever. I don't need to know that. He doesn't owe that to me. He doesn't owe it to any of us to explain that circumstance. But normally, if they're still going through that, they'll find a way to make the rest of this work, not just release you overnight, unless he was requesting to be released because whatever role they could offer him or whatever, like, hey, we can not activate you, and then you have to go through the waivers process and then go back through the minor. Maybe he didn't want to go through that process. He just wanted to be free of it. And you can work out prorated negotiations that aren't maybe the full amount for what the rest of the season is. And to my understanding, the way that the list he was working on, they weren't having to pay him this entire time if they didn't want to. Now, I think that there's some NFL or Major League Baseball Players Association stuff that might have gotten him some and all that. But technically, this time he's been on this Major League inactive list, they haven't had to pay
him. Right.
So, like, it's not an $8.5 million hit for the entire year for the Royals for Lyles. It's probably like a $3 million hit.
So we'll see if anything comes out. But that was one move over the weekend. Not part of the organization anymore is Jordan Lyles. You said that he doesn't owe you anything, but you earlier in the show today say I owe you something.
An apology.
You think I owe you an apology? Which
why are you trying to get me on?
I don't
set,
think
man?
The apology.
Why didn't you offer me? Why didn't you be like, hey, if you really need a guy, why don't you talk me up? Why are you trying to get me this Hallmark movie? You knew that I wanted
that
to be
part,
in it.
In all seriousness, for the fact that I'm in the movie, I knew this was going to bug you. But also, you were out of town. There were even on Saturday when I was there shooting the movie.
I was in Colorado.
Even if they right there said, "Hey, we need someone," you couldn't have done it anyway.
If you said, "Call a boy town," I'm no good.
Now I know a couple listeners were extras, not on my day.
He was on a smaller day.
I was a smaller. There's only like seven of us, you know. and then last week there was like 500 or 1,000 Chiefs fans at Arrowhead.
Yeah,
right. So that's a little bit different, and that would have been the day I would have thought like you would have got called for or Drew would have got called for. But some of it was availability.
But again, I wasn't available.
Some of it was availability, whatever. But yeah, look, we'll see. Could it 5 seconds? Like, there's two scenes. That's all. There's two scenes where potentially
might if you make the cut.
Yep. Well, I know what the one scene for sure is in the like. It has to be in the movie. Like, I know that scene has to be in the movie. That's all I'll say.
Ooh.
So what the question
Ooh,
is
nice.
Is the question
Andrew
is
Alice
well,
is in the movie.
It one scene just has
you
to
get because, cut. You know this works
right. But one scene
Eddie
has
Hamilton.
To like there's lines involved not from me but two of the like I'm there's two actors speaking. As I'm there.
How'd they do, by the way?
Great.
How would you rate the performance of the actors?
Look, behind the scenes.
The other actors, since now you technically qualify.
Well, it was interesting behind the scenes, and this happens anyway, but just not being part of a movie before. You know, initially they just have stand-ins sitting in the spot that the main actors would be while we're figuring out our thing. And then they're like, all right, first team. And then all of a sudden you got like five.
Ed Begley Jr.
You have like, yeah, like five people walking in and there's some hair dress, like making sure every little piece of hair is in the right spot, you know, and all this. And then they're like, and then, it, you know, it's a movie set and we always hear about it, but being there when they're like, action. It was like, yeah, I loved it. That part was cool. That was like,
oh, I told you it was
this
cool.
This is the right, this
you,
is.
You know, the only thing is you blew it off like this wouldn't be cool.
So here's where I disagree. I get what you're saying. My whole thing in stance,
you're
go back and play the video, was that 5 seconds after they announced the Hallmark movie, your first reaction wasn't that it was. Your first reaction was not, oh, this is really cool. Yours was, I need him in the movie. I need to be in the movie.
That's correct.
And that's what we gave you a hard time.
That will always be my first reaction.
That's what we gave you a hard time for. And then we all said, let's apply as a show. And then you have to admit, somewhat funny, that because you did want in more, that you did not get in.
Honestly, I guess I kind of figured it was going to be Drew because he seemed to want to be in it the least. Like, it typically goes based on want. If you want something too badly, and this is a lesson I have to learn, if you want something too badly, you're just never going to do it. Now I'm going to be auditioning for local plays. I'm going to get some lines. Look, I mean, I may never
I
get
will
in
not
movie.
Be.
I can't be
that.
Promised.
I'm Team Hallmark now, man.
You know?
I'm Team Hallmark all the way. A local Kansas City company. I mean, feels so great to be working with them.
So long to shoot one.
That is true. No, everybody was I will say that I said it the day after the shoot. You weren't here, but like everybody was super nice. Like from like some like even one of the main actors was super chill, and then any of the other extras were nice. Some of the PA, the production assistants, like. Everybody was super nice, and they made it easy.
You
and,
weren't a diva. You didn't, like, cause problems on the set?
No.
Did you have to get more instruction than other extras?
No, because what we were doing was pretty basic stuff. So, and so, yeah, it was easy. They were accommodating. I definitely had to go take a cold shower after that because it was just, I mean, my dress shirt underneath the sweater was just soaked.
Yeah, man.
It was 95 degrees outside.
You're in a dress shirt and a sweater.
It was very warm.
A jacket.
And then I can't. The one thing I won't say on the air, but like I got paid extra for something too.
Yeah.
So
that's still
I'll interesting. Tell you
from somebody
but
who
I signed
wasn't,
an NDA, so I can't even tell.
So
you,
I wasn't.
You can tell me. I won't. I won't
know.
Out you.
I don't know.
As somebody, look, I'm not going to go as far as Cody this. And ask for an apology from you, Gold. But I don't want to be in no stinking Chiefs movie. That at this point,
I wasn't even wearing Chiefs gear. My role, there was no Chiefs gear, Drew.
But you're in a movie though about the Chiefs, and I don't want they didn't want me. I don't want to be in a
You live
Chiefs
here now,
movie.
Drew. You've been here almost a year to the day now, haven't you?
Yeah,
about
almost.
A year?
We are coming up on that here in a couple weeks.
That's wild to think you've been our producer already for a year, man. Time freaking
for
flies.
Real?
Yeah, he's
been here a year.
He started like a week or two of our
August 14th, I believe, was the first day.
Oh man, it's almost your anniversary of being on the show.
Isn't that nuts? And now he finally recognizes that Joe Burrow's not as good as he thought. It's crazy. It took a year.
He's cleared for contact. He can be hit now.
That's
it is a vital part of football.
It's true.
So it's actually kind of good. He's cleared for that.
Just don't hit the hand, line. You know.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm sure no player's now going to go
after
the
wrist. Hey, if you
don't
mind.
When you're throwing the football, don't slap his hand.
Hey, Chris Jones, please. You know, if you're going to hit him, just hit him in the, you know, in the torso.
Football players don't care.
Week two of the season.
They'll twist knees. You know how football players are.
Of course.
There's always a couple out there doing that.
No, but when it gets closer to November, maybe a watch party or something. I know there's some local businesses that are doing something.
Oh, we're definitely going to do a watch
party. We should do some funny watch party.
We don't know what. We'll be in a theater. We'll be somewhere. Yeah.
There's a couple places that are already setting up for it. Maybe we can join up and do it. But it'll be funny either way because it could be 5 seconds of the corner of my face. Who knows?
We don't know. We don't know how much they zoom in on that shot.
Yeah.
There's
one scene where you might just see a tall figure while they're inside
a blurry figure.
One where they're in a building. I'll just leave it at that. And in the backdrop outside, we were walking behind a window. And so you might just see. Well, there's a conversation. That might be it. Yeah.
Good stuff.
We'll see. All right, guys. Up next, we'll get to what's trending.
Wait, did they pay you cash on the spot? How'd they pay you?
Waiting for a check. I found a digital voucher. No, it's not enough money to make it for the show. If it was a lot more money, I would. It was only a one-day shoot for me.
Okay.
I got a little bump, like I said, because they asked me for something. I said, sure.
Kick.
And I didn't even – this makes you feel good. They're like, hey, can you do this? They didn't say we'll give you more money. I just did it.
Wow.
Because I wanted
Team
to be
player.
I wanted to be part of Hollywood, you know?
Team player.
And then after the fact,
I found out
there was a few extra bucks in.
Nice. Have to, you know?
There
Laws.
You go. All right, up next, we'll get to what's trending, and you'll hear our conversation with Shamari Connor. His second year, he talked about how great the playoff experience was a year ago and what it's like not having Justin Reed so far practicing with them.
Cody and Gold.
Hey, Drew Nixon, that's just ugly, man.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com. 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending. Well, of course, we're here at Chiefs training camp today. Day number two of practice, broadcasting live from St. Joe. We will be out here throughout Chiefs training camp. We're back out here on Wednesday, and our training camp coverage is inside the Comcast business tent, powering possibilities. Today, the notable thing was that Xavier Worthy did not practice, though we did find out afterwards that it was just due to an illness. So no setback with the hamstring, which was obviously the number one concern, considering he's been dealing with this hamstring. He acknowledged he wasn't 100%. He came off a really nice practice yesterday with the big highlight touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes. So just an illness. Hopefully he's back tomorrow, if not on Wednesday. That's really the only notable thing out of practice today, other than Kingsley Suamataia and Wanya Morris continue to rotate in with the ones at the left tackle spot.
Yeah, I mean, that does tend to be the thing we'll be watching a lot during camp, but it does at least keep up that way. Next up on Watch Training, the Braves have signed former Royal Whit Merrifield to a major league deal. After being cut by the Phillies, they just lost Ozzie Albies for at least 2 months, according to reports, with that broken wrist. So they needed some veteran MLB help. And unless you're going to dig into the trade market right away, Whit was available. You know, it doesn't mean you have to hold on to him forever. He's available on a major league deal. They signed him to it, and they're going to find out whether Whit Merrifield can help him to get to the playoffs or in the playoffs, if it comes down to that, with another injury for them. Bench player, mostly.
Yeah. Next on What's Trending, the Open Championship wrapped up over the weekend. Xander Schauffele, two major wins here.
Hell of a year for
in
Xander.
2024. He was fantastic, had a great final round. Obviously, on Friday, we talked about Tiger Woods, another disappointing major. I think it is now three straight majors. He's missed the cut.
He's really
struggled. Yeah, and he's going to take a ton of time off. The next time we'll see Tiger on a golf course is going to be at, I think it's like the Hero World Challenge or whatever in December.
Yeah.
It's tough to see, because I know we once said it in like 2016 or 15, like, oh, this, he'll never win a major again, and then he did.
I don't
I don't think he.
It's hard to watch people just be like,
yeah.
His body's just.
He's older.
He had a massive car wreck.
All of it. I just think this is, unfortunately, what he is at this point.
He was having physical issues before with back and all that stuff. And then he had a horrifyingly dangerous car wreck in which he had to have multiple surgeries. You know, that'll just change things a little bit. Next up on What's Trending, per Pete Thamel, there is no expectation for Florida State or Clemson to notify the ACC that they intend to leave by that August 15th deadline. That would allow them to depart by the following year if they were to notify those teams. So they're not planning on doing that right now. There were some rumors that the Big 12 will seek to try for both those teams, Florida State and Clemson. But when that was being reported, is that that was your Mark's future plan, as in like a few years down the road plan, not something that was going to happen imminently. So Florida State and Clemson will likely be a part of the ACC for at least the next 2 years.
Lastly on What's Trending, just some quarterback news in the NFL. Joe Burrow fully cleared for contact, according to their head coach, Zach Taylor. We all know Joe Burrow had the wrist injury last year. He's still recovering from that, but another step in the right direction. Also, the news we were just discussing before What's Trending in the last segment, Jordan Love not practicing with the Green Bay Packers until he gets a new deal, but it sounds like, based on reporting in Green Bay, the general manager believes that new deal is going to happen in the next couple days. So they're very close. Yeah. It doesn't seem like this is going to be extended out for weeks and weeks.
At least it doesn't seem that way at the moment, like you said.
That is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. A little bit earlier today, right after practice, as we do each and every day we're up here, we talked to a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. And today, Chamari Connor, Chiefs second-year safety, stopped by. And all our Chiefs player interviews brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. The conversation actually started a little about Chris Jones, because right as Chamari Connor sat down, Chris Jones came over to the tent and said, "Hey, snow cone. And we're like, "You want one this year?" He wasn't at camp all of last year's. So you went at the beginning of the interview to go grab a snow cone for Chris Jones. I asked Chamari Connor at the beginning, what does he make of the snow cone thing? And was he aware of this? Much hotter weather, and so we started after practice. Kona Ice would always have a snow cone waiting for him.
Okay.
And he wasn't at camp last year, of course, and so he remembered. So he came by, he signed some autographs, and he said, "Where's my snow cone?" So that's that. We can get you a snow cone as well. One of these hot practices when you actually want one. How are things going for you? This is year two. So you're not the rookie out there anymore.
It's going great. You know, out there feeling way, much more comfortable. Just trying to get better every day, competing against the best. So it's been a great start to camp.
What's the biggest difference, maybe? Last year, I would imagine you're maybe in some way almost trying not to screw up a little bit. Now you're out here. What's the feeling this go around for you?
Much more comfortable on the field, much more comfortable with the speed of the game, how fast things move. Just going against our offense, going against a guy like Patrick Mahomes, being much more comfortable out there, just being able to fly around and make plays.
Yeah, it looks like we got the snow cone delivered to Chris Jones. I don't know, there's an extra one over here. Maybe that's for you. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that is for you, as Cody's on his way back as well. What was the offseason like? You know, you, first year in the league and you get a ring right away. Not too bad. Anything fun? You go anywhere this offseason?
Yeah, it was a great offseason. I spent a lot of time back home with my family. I hadn't been able to spend a lot of time with family, so that was great. I just came back from Mexico not too long ago, probably a couple weeks ago for my birthday. Yeah, so, well, went to Cabo, so that was really
fun.
There
you go. I like that.
Did you go out with another group, or, like, just you,
No, it was just me and my girl.
Okay.
And my girlfriend.
Okay,
yeah.
Look, that's fine, too. Sometimes people like the group vacation. Sometimes people just like the one-on-one vacation.
Yeah. Relaxing on the beach, or you do any of, like, the excursion stuff? Some people do the little snorkeling, or do you do anything fun like that?
Really relaxing, get in the pool. Really just stand around a retreat, having fun.
Find a swim up bar, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I do, I'll be honest. This snow cone, by the way, is for you.
Appreciate you.
If you want one. Chris, we always feel like we should get one.
In.
It feels kind of rude if we get him one, but not you one.
I feel
I'd come back with one for you. At least I
appreciate
wouldn't leave you hanging that way. When you talk about, there's been a couple of players now, not just you. There's been a couple of players on this team who've gotten the same benefit, which is you walk into a championship-level team and you win a Super Bowl in year one. How do you kind of go from, how do you alter your expectations? How do you just, make that one season? Because it's weird when, that's the only thing you know at the NFL level.
I'll say just stand down. I wear this bracelet on my wrist at all times, stay hungry. So just to every time I'm putting in some work, I can just look down at that, stay hungry, don't get too high, don't get too low, and just keep pushing.
I think him and I both talked about in the postseason run, we both thought you played your best football during the postseason run, later into the Super Bowl, maybe you had your best game. We felt that way. Did you?
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. I definitely feel that way. Yep.
Like, it just seemed like, is that just comfort? Like, what do you think that came from? Like, just playing better, playing fast? I mean, because they say it gets faster and all the things that come with it.
Yep. Just trying to live up to those expectations, live up to my own expectations. You know, it's playoff time. You got to – it's no more – they always say it's no more rookies in playoff time. That the regular season's over. It's a new season, so got to step up, got to be able to get in there and make plays.
It's early for camp. We know that right now. Justin Reed not out there. He's on the field. He's kind of looks like coaching you guys up, but he's on the NFI list. So some more opportunity for you. We saw also the rookie and Jaden Hicks getting some work. What's it like right now with not having him on the field, and what does that mean for you and your role?
You know, he's still right there behind us, still helping us out, still coaching me up, you know, standing right behind me. So it's been, you know, we definitely want him out there with us, but it's definitely been great having him right there, still helping, still coaching, still helping us out.
When you look at so I obviously missed the early part of the interview. We were before the thing talking a little bit about NCAA college football. Are you playing?
A little.
I'm
not that good. So
I feel like that's what everybody's. I feel like everybody's saying the game stuff. We have we're doing a tournament tomorrow with listeners.
Yeah,
I haven't picked up a controller for it yet.
He's in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
He's in trouble. So I got it early. So I've probably played like 15 games online.
Oh,
he hasn't played. There's a learning curve, right? The kicking is brutal.
It is.
Right.
What's the kicking?
The kick is brutal.
Yeah. The meter is going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And then the passing, you gotta adjust.
Yeah, definitely. If you playing on Hall of Fame, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's.
I'm on Heisman.
Yeah, I got you.
Do you play with the alma mater, or you mix it up a little bit?
I play with Virginia Tech.
Okay. That's I want to make sure that you know, like, you go Virginia Tech.
How good are they supposed to be? Are they any good on the game?
Yeah, they're pretty good. You know, they got a big year coming up. They're definitely taking a big step this year, so I'm definitely excited to see who's come out.
Who's the best out of the teammates you played with right now on the game? Who's the best that's playing college football?
I haven't played anybody. I just logged in and played a random person online and seen I wasn't that good.
We just heard that, like, I remember the first comment was Patrick Mahomes for the first time brought a TV up because he wanted to watch the Olympics and play college football.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you at least know that he's playing the game a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys enjoying it. It's a lot of guys playing it.
From a practice perspective, that's just interesting because we were talking about Mahomes. How much do you think that helps you? Going up against a guy who can, you know, get at you better than most guys can, you know?
It helps so much playing against the best. You know, Patrick, the best in the league, so playing against him, playing against his offense, you know, he sees things that a lot of guys don't see. So just playing against him is a great help getting prepared for the season.
Speaking of Jamar Connor, we mentioned the video games. We always ask this to at least some of the guests. We found out a couple years ago Clyde likes to work on cars. What are your hobbies? Like, what do you do in your downtime? Or what were you doing for the last 3 months besides vacation?
A lot of working out.
Is that it?
Do
you like working out then? Is that it?
Yeah. I definitely enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. You don't work on a car? You're not like a big movie guy?
Nah. I am a big movie guy. I have movie shows, sort of.
What are you watching right now?
Yeah,
then?
What's on Netflix?
I'm watching, what's the name of it? It's on HBO.
What's the show?
The Dragon.
Oh, House of the Dragon?
Yeah. So you were a big Game of Thrones guy then.
Yeah, big Game of Thrones. Then it went
is
on.
It, so I love games of Game of Thrones, and I still have not watched House of Dragon. It's season 2 right now, isn't it?
I watched it. I watched like the first couple. Then I didn't really like it, so I had stopped watching it for probably a couple months, went back and watched them all. I love it.
Okay. Well, look, now we got our own show suggestion. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Well, you got to get better at college football, man. Maybe randomly you'll play one of us online. You can't lose to us.
Kick my ass. Yeah. I ain't played yet.
You can't be losing. All right, man. Good luck the rest of camp and obviously this season going for the three-peat for the team. I know for you it's for the two-peat, right? But you're going for back-to-back. So I appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, appreciate you guys for having me.
All right, so that was Jamari Connor joining us a little bit earlier today after practice. And our Chiefs player interview is brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. He gave you a little warning about college football. If he's, you believe me now, you got Jamari Connor out. Jamari Connor is telling you the same thing. It's a difficult game to pick up. Tomorrow, we have our tournament. Basically, around 24 hours from now, we start our college football tournament at Hy-Vee Arena.
Can I get like a game in before the tournament?
Well, if you're not
starts?
One
is that
of the,
unfair?
I think I don't know what the bracket is or anything.
It might be unfair.
Why?
I don't know.
Everyone else in this tournament will have played the game.
No, well, look,
some people have not, apparently. Like,
who?
Who knows what the bracket is?
I've got a couple DMs that have not played yet.
Who knows what the bracket is, but there's four games going at once. There's a fifth TV that will be open. So maybe if you're lucky and you're not in the first four games,
then you can play.
But I don't think I don't know what the boss has planned. I don't know how we're determining it. It's not fair if also all the people that haven't played are like, oh, we'll just wait till later to play and practice. No, the bracket comes out. I might be matched up against the best person, and we just don't know it at the time. Like if you get killed in round one, it might turn out you ended up playing the best guy. Who knows?
I'm runner up if I lose to the champion at any point in this tournament.
My goal. I just don't want to get bounced in round one.
I just want my game to be competitive.
I'm not saying I'm going to win the tournament. Absolutely not. I just don't want to lose in round one. It is that simple. Anything after that is just gravy.
Is it KU for you?
I'm leaning that direction. Yeah.
I know who
I played
I'm
Drew
going
for a half
play.
Game online. He had to leave, but I played him online.
Who was winning?
I was up by a touchdown at halftime.
Okay.
And then he had to go.
I do know who
he
I'm going to play
me
as
yet
now.
If it makes you, I scored on two
possessions. Wow. So you had two possessions and you scored on both?
I did. He had
defense
two possessions or three, and he had
it's tough.
Yeah, and he had only scored on one.
Which you were Kansas?
He was Memphis in this game, and I was Kansas.
I will not be playing against Memphis.
I'll tell you the three teams I'm considering: Kansas, Oklahoma State, and Boise State.
You have no why Oklahoma State? You have no allegiance.
They have
to
a running back that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Running back is
so
a
good that their head coach
position,
doesn't want to miss any games, no matter what he does. Remember, Ollie Gordon?
Dude, I was gone during that time.
Yeah,
That was awfully bold of Gundy to say. I've driven drunk tons of times. It barely even matters. Like that was his defense of his player.
Yeah, no, but the tournament's gonna be fun. Some of you have been texting in saying, "Hey, I didn't get an email." There is no email. So if you qualified. And if you were told you were a qualifier, we've got a list of everybody. Show up tomorrow at 2 o'clock is check-in. I think games start at 3. Hy-Vee Arena with Level Up. We'll have some extra consoles going on.
I did
hang
see some
out.
Mercy rules.
There's Mercy rules. The Drive will be broadcasting live, so random throughout the day, different people are going to hop on. And, 21-0 at halftime, then the game ends.
I don't want to get mercyed out.
I don't think you'll be down 21. Unless you're throwing pick
That's
six.
That's what you should go for, if, Cody.
Only way you're down 21-0 at halftime is if you're throwing pick sixes constantly.
Agreed.
Well, I'm going to be Georgia, so that won't be
That's fine. Go ahead and be Georgia. I play Georgia plenty online. Just because you're Georgia doesn't mean it. Some guys have been playing as Georgia online, and they're not any good.
Well, I'm not going to be any good. Does it play like any Madden game?
Only the passing.
Are some of the controls the same?
Passing's a little similar. Otherwise, no. The whole gameplay feels different.
Oh, God.
Cody, will
it's
you
quicker.
Do,
it's a quicker game, Cody.
Will
quicker
you
game.
Do the Georgia fight song tomorrow? Because I'm going to do the school that I'm
Drew
playing.
Wants to sing the fight song.
I'm doing the fight song of the school I'm playing
to
tomorrow.
To announce the team you're playing at?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'll just say Go Ducks. Go Ducks. I don't remember who the other one was. Oregon?
All right.
I need a fast. Is Georgia's quarterback fast?
No.
He's very good, but not
is
fast.
Is Oregon's quarterback
yes.
fast? Yes. Might have to switch it up. Might be Oregon.
Jeez.
Lefty. He's a lefty, though.
Oh, no.
There's nothing wrong
who
with
who am I left with?
I mean, it doesn't matter if he's a lefty. I just said it. I love how you
it's going to make it harder. It's going to throw me off.
Evidently, you did not want to be. You're
someone says
who
at the station is talking the most smack? It's always Carrington, yeah.
Although it looked like Aaron Ladd took him down.
He did.
I don't think I'm talking smack. I'm actually trying to warn you. I don't think I'm really talking any smack.
No, you're actually helping me.
I'm just warning that.
Gameplay's different.
Yeah, you might be just a heads up.
Gold and I played a couple of games of Madden against each other, and I would say we are comparable Madden players.
Yep.
We play in a competitive Madden game in which it's a 3-point game in the fourth quarter every time we've played.
I think that's fair. I've played a half online against Drew. It was 14-7. I will talk smack here. I think I would have won by multiple touchdowns if we would have kept playing. The way things were trending, you were not moving the ball, unfortunately, Drew. It was not looking good for you. No turnovers, and you were still down by 7.5.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's hard when your offensive line can't block.
He was getting the ball at half.
Okay.
He was.
All right. Things are open.
Yeah, he was getting the ball at half.
I've played enough now where I've figured out who I think I'm best with in the game. I will say, I did... South Carolina, I played against this person who picked South Carolina. I was like, they have to know something that I don't. Why you're picking South Carolina?
They might just be a fan.
No, I don't think so. He ran.
They have a wide receiver, don't they? That's
He adjusted. He hot routed every wide receiver to do streaks, and he would snap the ball, wait 2 seconds, and just throw a bomb. And every single time,
adjust your defense, man.
No, I did, and I eventually
playing quarters and it wasn't solid?
I don't want to play prevent defense all the time. That's my problem. Because then you run the ball, and then because this guy had a cannon for an arm, this quarterback at South Carolina.
Text line. Now, I don't know if this person texting in is in our tournament. If he is, we're all screwed. Someone says, Cody, you need to play with Ohio State. That's not the part that I care about. He said he's 53-5 online right now.
Quinshon Judkins
and his only four losses to Ohio State.
What's their quarterback situation?
Will Howard.
Will Howard.
State.
Oh, mobile.
No,
ooh.
Ohio State's fun to play with.
Ohio State's
they're,
in the
they're fun
the
to play with.
Defense is also really, really, really
I just
good.
Want to know, the guy that says he's 53-5 online, are you in our tournament, sir?
Someone says, Cody, run the ball. Milk the clock.
Running is not a bad idea.
I'm going to run the ball.
But you can don't stop. You that. Can. If someone's just going to run, you can find out how to stop that as well. But like the 53-5, if that guy's in the tournament, he's going to win the whole thing.
I hope he's not. But thank you for the tip, sir. I appreciate the help from the 816.
I will say this year's game, the way it plays, unless you're just really freaking good, you really can't be like a bad team and think you're going to win on this tournament. Like, I'm not saying.
Okay,
like,
so it's real college football.
Yeah, I've played as Kansas, and I've won at Georgia. I've won at Alabama. I've won at LSU. But I've also played as Kansas, and some guy was, like Boston College and beat me. So, you know, that guy was obviously pretty good.
If he's beating you at Boston College,
right?
Probably.
But if you, but I was Kansas. Now, if you're Louisiana Monroe, you're not beating Oregon. I don't care how good you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but I don't know. It'll be fun
you're
tomorrow.
You're 10
man.
Of your dynasty, and you've already moved.
I haven't done any of the dynasty stuff. Way too complicated. Don't have time for
I'm
that.
I'm waiting until they patched it. I think they came up with an update today, I believe.
I just been
what do
playing.
You mean you don't have time for it. No kids.
Yeah, but I don't, the dynasty takes a lot. Like, there's recruiting every week. It's a lot. It's hard work, man. You know.
Oh my God.
I'm just about look. If you want to get a warm up game in again tonight online, shoot me a message on Twitter. Let's play. If you're in the tournament, I'm not playing you. That's the rule. Sorry. Other than Drew, I'm not because Drew and I know we're not playing first round. I'm not playing anybody that's in the tournament as a listener until the tournament. Why would I do that? That'd be silly.
Don't give him an edge.
Yeah.
Don't let
him know what I. Drew kind of knows what I did in the game. I don't want someone else having a feel.
I will say, if we do end up playing against each other, I think I know better how to defend.
Well, then I'll just switch it up. See, this is now mind games. Now we got mind games.
I'm not good enough to switch it up. I'll just be
I think my team
strategy.
Is going to surprise you guys a little bit, too. It's going to kind of be one of those out-of-left-field teams.
I've decided he's going to be Tulane. I don't even know what
no, that's a really good guess, though. I have had success playing with Tulane, but no, I won't be.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a
I might have to switch to Ohio State.
I think I might
need a mobile.
I thought you, Drew, were gonna. Are you not going to be a top 25 team now? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
For our tournament,
I will not be a top 25.
Can you tell me what conference?
No.
Might give it away.
You won't give away the. So it's obviously a Mountain West or a conference.
No. It is a Power Four conference team.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you that.
He's going to be K State.
No, I'm not.
K-State's fun to play with. I play with a game or two. Nice playbook. Nice playbook.
Yeah, Avery Johnson. Him
Avery Johnson.
The it's tough.
All right, guys. We're back in studio tomorrow, and we've got our tournament tomorrow as well. We're looking forward to seeing you guys out at Hy-Vee Arena. Coming up next, C-Dot and Rob right here on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.